This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. If you're in Vegas, come check me out. I'll be at their booth two or three different times. Round about noonish, Wednesday through Friday. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. We had a conversation going, and we just never finished it. So let's pick it back up, shall we? Joining me again is author and commentator and Corvette collector and musician. I'm sure there's some other things. I just don't know where they are. His name is Dan Woz. Good evening, sir.
And Bill Frady fan.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I claim that one. Don't put that on the website. Whatever you do, don't put that on the website.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I am good to go. I don't know if you saw it, but we were having a conversation or if you saw it. Yeah. I don't know if you were watching the radio show. Were you watching the radio show?
Is there much to see?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. It's like watching grass grow. Not nearly as exciting. No, we were having a conversation about somebody called in and wanted to theorize that possibly Parkland had been a false flag, and we were just looking at the various things that come with those kinds of theories.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You mean sometimes people are saying that it didn't really happen, kind of conspiracy kind of stuff. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, some of it was like, you know, getting out there, and they were listening to what high school students had to say about what was going on, and then reporting that as a certainty.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the part. All that stuff, so I think I know where you're going with this, all that stuff around Parkland seemed to me to be just a lot of hype and propaganda and fabricated media.
Yeah, and a lot of times I think these false flag stories arise because some people like on our side of the equation would sit out there and think there has to be a reason for this because it's not the gun's fault. So whose fault is it? Is somebody trying to gin this up so that we can have gun control, which, you know, Fast and Furious, that was one that they ginned up so we could have some gun control. So yes, they do that. But most of the time they're very clumsy about it, and they get busted for it. They always get busted for it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Parkland thing because I can address that that piece. Well, first of all, there's a bill that would repeal the gun control measures that were passed in response to the Parkland thing.
Right.
But one of the interesting quotes that I found from David Hogg was this, and I quote, "For the thousands of kids that went up to Tallahassee and worked their asses off to get these laws passed, the least they can do is try not to reverse them their first year back in office," end quote, David Hogg. Now, if you notice in that quote, he said worked their asses off.
Right.
In other words, this almost reveals a logic in this kid, which probably reflects in a lot of the other people that were involved in these protests. It reveals a logic that an illogic, actually, that they think that because they put a lot of work and effort into this, that somehow these laws are justified. In other words, their efforts validate gun control laws. That's the disturbing part. They don't understand that laws should function in a way that doesn't, they obviously don't violate people's rights. But because they put the effort in, they somehow feel entitled to this.
Well, I mean, one of the things that he did point out when the caller had a very good video, David Hogg, supposedly in the building making a video. I got to watch the video, but it says, maybe now we can get some gun control during the shooting of Parkland. And I thought David Hogg missed the shooting at Parkland. I thought he wasn't even in the building when that happened.
Yeah,
I thought he went home and got his hammer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, he rode on his bicycle, didn't he? But doesn't that reveal a lot about what's going on in his head? You know, it's almost like they
he's looking for a reason.
Yeah.
Looking
this
for a reason.
This stuff that we have to look at this stuff, because what happens? All these laws, these bills come down, and these laws get passed. And we have to look at what's going on in the thought process of the people who are pushing for this stuff. And that's the real interesting thing. I mean, we're lucky that we have organizations that are fighting on our behalf and defending the Second Amendment. But when you get into the psychology of these people, it's scary, but it's also interesting.
Well, I mean, and, you know, the scary part about it is that there's a lot of adults listening to these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they do when this happened? Who'd they call? They called cops. What do cops carry? Guns.
Of course.
So they needed guns to solve the issue. And we had a cop there on premises with guns. And they once again discovered that, you know, police are not. They have no absolute duty to protect anybody.
And then the sheriff goes on TV and bashes the NRA and Dana Loesch in defense of what was the security guard's name?
Peterson. Yeah.
In defense of Peterson. And then you find out later that Peterson let the sheriff's kid off the hook with respect to that school policy. I forget what it was called, where they don't arrest the kids. What the heck was that called? I can't think of the name of the policy right now. But so Peterson got the sheriff's kid off the hook, which is part of the reason why the sheriff went on TV defending him.
Yeah, well, the sheriff's going to need a little defense himself, I think, now. So.
He's in trouble now.
Well, he's out of a job. I mean, he should be out of a job. You don't get out there. I mean, they haven't had, since Columbine, it has been the standard that you go in. And we haven't had one of these cases where they stand back. Most law enforcement will go where the shots are being fired. That guy was a coward. Peterson is a fool for defending him. Peterson is incompetent, and he's impotent. He's out there.
You mean Israel?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Israel. Yeah, he's incompetent and impotent for getting out there and blaming this on the NRA. The NRA had nothing to do with that.
Right.
He needs to be blaming Barack Obama and his Department of Education.
Yeah, what was the point? I wish I could remember the name of that policy.
I know what you're talking about. It was the one to keep them out of prison and in school or something like that.
Well, and it was all based on race, because what they needed to do is they realized that when you arrest kids, every time they get arrested, it reduces their chance of graduation by like 20% or something. So, and they saw that that black kids were getting arrested more, and they weren't graduating as high numbers as white kids. So they implemented this thing.
We'll talk about the stat behind that in just a second. We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
You know, good gun, bad guy, book one. Good gun, bad guy, book two. You can find them at goodgunbadguy.net. Go read what Mr. Waz has to say about that. Plus, you're probably, if you're not hearing him here, you're probably hearing him or seeing him somewhere else. Because he's everywhere right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check him out. Look at that.
Boyd.
Stop that right now. Check him out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Woz about things going on out there all around the world right now. So, where would you like to go, sir? What would you like to bring up?
Well, I wanted to clarify on that thing we were talking about earlier before the break.
Sure.
And it was called the Promise Program. And what it was a program to close, to close the racial achievement gap, was the idea. They said black kids were graduating 61% to 81% of white kids. Israel was commended for reducing, the arrest numbers, and they would actually get funding, for less kids being arrested and getting in trouble. So they would ignore a lot of the things that kids were doing, you know. It was a no tolerance where you'd get in trouble for shooting a spitball. But then they completely reversed it where kids were getting off the hook for everything. And so that's what was the cause of this whole thing. So whether Peterson was standing down because of that or whether he was just a coward, I don't know. But probably just because he was a coward, because this is not just a crime. This is actual gunshots going off in the school. So you would run in. But anyway, that's what.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. With the Promise Program, though, they overlooked felonies, didn't they?
I think they did. Yeah.
They were willing to overlook felonies, and the premise of this though. Is what happens in inner cities, because in inner cities, we keep hearing these numbers about the children that die due to gunfire every day, and the age for children is from 1 to 19, and in the inner city from about 15 to 19, anybody dying due to gunfire is gang related.
Right.
So yeah. I guess to take away from the gang activity, because all of the gang enclaves are run by Democrats.
This is another liberal policy.
Yeah.
This whole thing was set up by, I guess it was Obama and Holder, from what I understand.
Yep.
And it really was a liberal, racially motivated policy. And it ended up getting people killed. And then, because of this policy, like I said earlier, Peterson overlooked something that Israel's own kid did. And that's one of the reasons why Israel went on to defend Peterson. Because how could you defend something like that? How could you defend a security guard running the other way? Well, how could you possibly do that in good conscience? So he goes on and he starts to try to find an angle to blame the NRA and use Dana Loesch as the whipping post. Right?
Yeah.
Am I off?
Well, no. Scott Peterson, the guard, the resource officer, he was a sworn law officer. I think he was in law enforcement for 32 years, 28 of them as a school resource officer. So this is not like he was Starsky and Hutch or, this guy wasn't Serpico.
Right.
This was a guy who had spent most of his, I don't know why it took him so long to get to the school to begin with. I mean, what was he doing for the other 4 years? So, one resource officer, or two resource officers per school, that's not even a fraction of what you need to have in that, but
right.
That's all beside the point. The Parkland shooting was a failure of law enforcement. It was a failure of policy. It was a failure of local officials. It was a failure of the school board, and they're just doubling down on it now. And they're out there, they're still yammering about the NRA.
Yeah, that's the liberal way. Double down, triple down. Yeah, it's terrible. And when people, kids are getting killed, and then to top it off, you have, gun-free zones where the schools are gun-free zones anyway, so teachers can't carry.
Right.
So Democrats create some of the most destructive and dangerous policies, and we sit back and we look at them and we go, are they crazy? I mean, do they not see simple logic? And apparently they don't. Most of the time, most of them don't. Some of them do, and they just understand that it's better for their political positioning to hold the line on these dangerous policies. And that's the sick part that we have to deal with respect to Democrats.
Well, when we come back, I've got a theory about that I want to throw your way just to see what you have to say about that one. I don't want to get into it just yet because you don't have time to answer it. But, you know, I look at these things that they do and I look at these things that they say and all this other stuff. And I try to find a comparison, right? Can you think of any other laws that are designed to prevent crime and realistically have that actually? Now, wherever we want to prevent something from happening, we actually put up something physical. You know, we put up a barrier, like they don't want people to jump off buildings. So now it's nearly impossible to get on a roof of a building.
Right. Wall, traffic light, signs. Right. Physical things that will, exactly prevent. So what's your question? Is there any law that actually prevents?
Here's the thing about gun control. Gun control, and we know this to be a fact. We know criminals, there's not one more magic law that's going to make them stop.
Of course not.
And we know that they know that. We know that the leftists are proposing all the gun control laws. We know they know that. Now, there's a lot of Republicans that are just about as anti-gun as anybody else. But knowing that gun control laws don't stop crime, don't prevent crime, and at the same time constantly promoting them and saying, these guns have got to be off the street, and these guns, none of those guns are on the street. Most of those guns are in people's homes. They're in people's holsters. They're not in the street. They're not being abused, used. They're not being employed. So when we get back, let's entertain the theories of why they would propose more gun control, especially since we know it doesn't work.
Sure. And while we're going to the break, can we just ask a question? Is it possible that preventing crime is not really what they want to do?
Absolutely, we can ask that question. We'll do it when we get back. I'm talking to Dan Woz. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
Jake Patterson, the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a 13-year-old girl in Barron County, Wisconsin, made his initial court appearance. Patterson appeared via video monitoring through the jail, and a judge issued a $5 million cash bond. Patterson is also not to have any contact with the victim. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 86 points to close at 23,909. S&P and NASDAQ were also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun. Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock?
This is what happens, Dan, when you have updates. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I've got to get this fixed. I've got to do something different. I've been trying to get the, I was thinking this is going to straighten itself out. It ain't. It isn't. Let's use proper English. Anyway, talking to Dan Watts, and he had asked a question. So the question was, ask that again, if you would, please.
Is it possible that stopping crime is not really what they want to achieve?
It is absolutely possible that that is what they do. What they want to achieve is they want to achieve disarmament.
Yes, I agree.
Let's just look at airplanes. Let's look at airplanes. Prior to 9/11, for those of you who weren't born then, there used to be a time when there was no TSA. There used to be a time when the door to the cockpit was just a door. There were no air marshals, and pilots didn't carry guns. Now the pilots go behind a bank vault door. They may or may not have a gun in there, and there's probably an air marshal on board. And we haven't seen any more airliners parked in skyscrapers, have we? And yet, Dan, and yet, we continue to have rampage killings in schools and in gun-free zones at all. I mean, all of them. I mean, so it's sort of, I mean, if this were a court of law, what would a jury glean out of all this evidence?
Well, they would come to the conclusion that obviously gun laws aren't effective, and they don't do what they're intended to do, at least what we're supposed to think they're intended to do.
Right.
So let me ask another question.
Sure.
Is it possible that more crime helps them achieve their agenda?
I think more dead bodies do, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because every time, and you just have to keep asking yourself the question, okay, after a Parkland or after a Las Vegas or a whatever, what happens and how does it play out? And it's clear to all us gun owners, because we watch this stuff and we think about this stuff and we have a grasp on the reality of it. But think about the average people sitting at their dinner table, watching the TV, the news, you know, news is on. Think about them. They're not gun owners. They're just average whatever.
Right.
And they see all this stuff and all this propaganda and they believe it. They jump right on board because, first of all, they're scared to death of guns, well, these anti-gunners. That's the first step. Make people as scared as possible of guns. And then you can start pushing the nonsense. They're only getting the news from the mainstream media anyway.
Right.
So they're locked in a bubble. And then they vote for the politician who promises to keep them safe. And I'm using quotes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a difference. Keep them safe. Protect
them. That's where you get a lot of this is where terminology like high cap mag and assault weapon. Those are purely political terms designed to gin up fear. But the other part of it is that, it's also, I think if they were to actually do something about it, I mean, and you look at evidence around you. I mean, in Brazil, the president there has looked at crime and they said, well, we banned guns, and the incoming president or whatever his position is, well, we had gun bans forever and crime is through the roof. So let's try something different.
That's right.
And, they can say whatever they want to say, but, I don't know. I think their goal, they don't care how many people they kill to realize their goal. Fast and Furious, they didn't care about that. We'll be hearing about Fast and Furious guns for years. And Fast and Furious, the premise behind Fast and Furious was ridiculous because drug cartels have access to real military hardware, not semi-automatic variants. You know? So, the idea that the drug cartels were being armed by the border gun shops. I mean, if that were true, the border gun shops would be very happy for the revenue anyway. So all of their stuff is ridiculous, though. I mean, everything they come up with is ridiculous, and it's the same thing over and over again. It's always going to be, if there's no guns, there'll be no crime. Except that's not true.
And the question I get all the time, and I know people are listening right now, gun owners, they're saying, okay, so what do we do? And that's the tricky part, because I think the first step is understanding what's happening, which a lot of people are starting to really wake up and really start to read between the lines on this stuff. And unfortunately, with a lot of these gun laws, it has to go to court, because the stuff gets passed by Democrats voting for it, and then it's law. And in New York, we're having a hell of a time in New York with Cuomo. Yeah. But ultimately, what has to happen is we end up having to go to court to fight against these violating Second Amendment violating laws. So thankfully, we have groups that will go to court for us. You know, that's why we pay our memberships. That's why we do that. And you know, it's so important to support the people who are fighting for this, to defend this stuff. And I always say, you know, call your senators, email your senators, get in front of the microphones, get in front of the TV, you know, sign the petitions, you know, support your Second Amendment protection groups, if you will, and do all that stuff. But if we're not all active, we're not going to be able to fight this stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a... That's a very good point. I had a discussion about this on the phone today. I'm not at liberty to say who it is with, but I mean, even within the NRA, I've been saying 5%. It's actually less than 8% of the capable of allowed to vote in their elections, the ones that are qualified to vote. Only 8%, less than 8% of them actually do vote in it. And so I'm going to ask you the next question that will carry over into the old next segment, if you will. Do you think it is enough today to get out there and just, you know, use social media and some gun rights organization as your proxy? Does that make you an activist?
Am I thinking about that over break, or you want to answer now?
I want you to think about that over break, because I, you know, in the conversation we were having, you know, it doesn't take that much more to be an activist, an effective activist, if you get on the phone once a week and call two senators and one representative that represents you.
Yeah.
You got two senators in the state and one representative, and if you're constantly calling them saying, I want this, don't you dare do that. That's why we don't have universal background checks now, because the Senate got besieged back in 2013. So, anyway, I want you to think about that when we get back. We'll be talking to Dan Wells about that part. But in the meantime, you can go check out one of his books. They're very easy to remember. Good Gun, Bad Guy, Volume 1. Good Gun, Bad Guy, Volume 2. And you can find those at goodgunbadguy.net. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Was, we've been discussing a few things here and there. What is your response, sir?
Well, I think if every gun owner made defending the Second Amendment a part-time job, we'd put the gun grabbers in timeout, or we'd send them to their safe space.
Sure.
We just need everybody to be active, and unfortunately, everyone's not. That's where we need to pull everyone together and remind people how important the cause is.
Well, like, one of the things that kills me about this is that. So if we have 6 million members, say, of the NRA, where's the rest? Why don't we have 20 million members? Why isn't there 50 million members of the NRA?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems, like, for example, Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America was very effective in that they developed a email list that had to do with non-members. Of course, they had access to their members, but they also had an email list of non-members. So, like during the in 2013, when they were trying to get universal background checks, they swung into action and emailed the blast out and got the word out, and then that started the phone calls going to Congress. But at the same time. Right? Why aren't these people joining these organizations?
It's a good question. And I'm not exactly sure, but we can hypothesize that people are preoccupied with other things. Life gets in the way. They don't have the money. I'm sure everyone's got an excuse. The problem is, people don't make it enough of a priority,
right?
Like you and me. I can't answer the question. I just don't know. Everybody's situation is probably a little bit different. Plus, there's negative stuff going on within the gun community where some people are mad at the NRA for doing this or that. And you know, the way I look at it is, okay, we're, you know, we still have to support these groups, whether it's the NRA, gun owners, Second Amendment Foundation. We may not be happy with everything they do, but they're the ones that are fighting for us, and we need to support them. And so, you know, maybe it's a combination of a bunch of things. Maybe people just don't see the importance of the Second Amendment and how it's going to affect their kids, grandkids, and on down the line. Maybe they just don't see it. People don't. We tend to not think that far into the future, you know?
Let me throw a hypothetical at you, okay?
Sure.
So let's say Marco Rubio is successful and he talks every state in the union to imposing extreme risk protection, red flag, gun violence restraining order type laws. And then one day, you know, we've had one guy killed in Maryland who committed no crime.
Right.
Because they went there to serve one of those, you know, extreme risk protection orders. But he had committed no crime, right? He was just accused of being ornery, I guess. I don't know. And he was accused. He was never adjudicated. So let's say every state in the union passes this, and then one day we wake up and we read that 20 people were killed by various local law enforcement over this. Now, in a lot of cases, you'd have a lot of law enforcement in various places. It would not enforce this. But let's say that does happen. At that point, you know, we might be getting into a situation where we would see, in the 80s, the battle doctrine we were going to operate under was called Airland Battle, which was going to be a series of circular combat missions, battles happening all around each other. And just imagine that being applied to local law enforcement here because they've been killing citizens accused of being angry.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we can either be vigilant and pay attention to what's going on right now, or some of us are going to bleed having to go get those freedoms yet again. And if we have to go get them and take them back, it's never going to be this. It's never going to be like it is in this
country.
Wow,
that's a great, hypothetical you just put there, having to actually go back and get them again.
Yeah.
Another Revolutionary War.
Yeah. I mean, and this, well, it'd be, I guess it'd be more of a civil war, but it would be a Revolutionary War. This, it would be one of those Jeffersonian moments that he thought was going to happen every 30 years.
But the problem, and you almost think maybe it should, but the problem is these things happen very incrementally, very, you know, a little restriction here, a little restriction there. We all know that they do it slowly and chew around the edges of the Second Amendment, and then eventually we're in a corner. We can't use our guns. We can't take our guns out of our house. Pretty soon, you know, if we don't, you know, fill out the application online to renew our government issued privilege, they're coming to our door because the red flag laws are in place. So it's all set up, it's all incremental, and all of a sudden one day we realize, oh my God, I wish I would have, or I should have, or you know, or you know, that sort of thing. So it happens incrementally. People aren't paying attention. They need to pay attention now. Now's the time.
Well, I mean, one of the things that happens, and I mean, in England we've seen it, and in Canada we're seeing it now, where they don't have a First Amendment. They've started locking people up for saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Right.
In Canada,
Jordan Peterson's out there, fighting against that, and he's
In Canada they got a guy, I can't remember his name, but they've got a guy that is probably. He's one thing he's facing is a $104 million fine for not using pronouns.
That's crazy. I know.
Yeah, and you know, this is not the way. You know, we're citizens. We're not subjects, and government is not the answer. Government is the problem. I mean, Reagan said that, so I just happen to concur with the the great communicator, but. I don't find it. You're right about. You know, one thing I saw the other day. I saw that Janine Garofalo got up there and came to the defense of Louis C.K. for what he said the other day, right?
I didn't see that, but go ahead.
Well, you know, this is where Janine Garofalo is as leftist as the day is long.
Okay.
Except now they were coming after her class, her people.
For comedians, you're talking about.
So she's jumping out there and she's talking about how hashtag Me Too is an aberration. And it's horrible, it's terrible, and all this other stuff. And I could see that happening. I could see that happening because most people around that you know, that I know, that if, you know, if the cops roll in and kill somebody, in a lot of cases, if they don't see it happen, it's not, you know, they just read about it. And they read about this all the time, right? But if they watch it happen, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, and how can leftists be so blind to this stuff? You know, and I try to say this in the nicest way possible because I don't want to come off as sounding like a big jerk, big old right. meanie, you know. But how do they not see this stuff? I mean, what? You have to recognize that they have really been, I use the term a lot, and maybe it's over, maybe I'm overdoing it, but brainwashed. You would think that they have to be brainwashed to go along with this stuff because they seem to want more of it.
Yeah.
They seem to want more government control, more restrictions, more regulations, more laws. And the only logical reason that I can think of that they want that is because they feel safe within that bubble of restriction.
Yeah.
Because now anything they do is not their fault.
That's not true. They've never been safe. There are no safe.
Well, they're not safe, but they might think they are.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, they're just being correct.
Yeah, yeah, and it's for the same reason. I don't know if we talked about this the other day.
Before you take off on this, because I'm sure I would love to hear this. Sure. But before you take off, okay. We're about to run out of time.
Sure.
So, you'll be hearing from Mr. Waz after I get back from Las Vegas, because we'll bring him back in and finish his conversation, because we never finish the conversation. We just
that's
pick
right.
it up.
It's ongoing.
We leave off, and then we pick it back up. So, you know, even in the show notes, I'm just saying, the ongoing conversation with Dan Waz. So check him out at goodgunbadguy.net. Go buy those two books and read them and get the thoughts of Mr. Waz. Hour number three is inbound. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Yes, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. Be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.